And we are live. Off we go, Janita.
Okay, thank you. We're still waiting for last week's recording.
I published it.
Oh, you po okay.
I
Okay,
sent it.
then
I
I
sent
missed
it. Did you check the 3 billion WhatsApps that have gone through
it.
between?
I got the lunch. I got the lunch, but not the crème brûlée.
Okay, I might be guilty, but I am.
That's okay, don't worry.
But you can go into Breeder, click on Voice Pavilion, and
Yes,
yes,
there's a place for it.
exactly. And then you can look at not just that, but you can look at everything else that we have produced. So I will accept responsibility for maybe not having sent it to you, but I'm pretty sure I did. But if I haven't, you know where to look.
Okay, thank you. Okay, because
Revolution.
we promised Sarah we'll send it to her, and I didn't.
Well, I don't know how to reach Sarah, so you promised her. I just have to deliver it to you. So
We
I'm up.
promised her in class last week, or in the meeting.
God, you're feisty tonight, aren't you?
No,
Ooh,
I'm okay.
ooh, Sarah, I think we're going to have a rough ride today.
It's actually a lot of fun. I did take this for a test drive today, and it was a lot of fun.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, do tell us more.
Okay, so we are going to relive the same day, and I have some questions that I'm going to ask you to answer. So, reliving the same day, there's some random questions, and then there's questions, no, not random, but focused on reliving a day. Some of them is about the same day, others might be a little bit different. Okay, but it is a lot of fun. And basically, we are going to live in the past.
Right. Is this a picture of young Janita here? Is this an image of what you look
No,
like?
I don't have ginger hair.
Okay.
Yes, I had like white blonde ha hair.
Sarah, quick, I'm going to be disruptive here. Sarah, do you think it would be nice to see some pictures of Janita as a child?
Yes.
Thank you. Good answer.
Yes, I would love to.
Not
I
now. Not now,
no,
Janita. Not.
I will share them. I do have an album somewhere with pictures of me and my sister as kids. I will send you some pictures.
You just have to ask the question, you get an answer.
I will send it, I promise.
It's being recorded. Okay.
That's okay. Well, I won't forget that. Okay, so let's start with the first question. I will really send the pictures. I have nothing to be scared of. Maybe nervous, but that's not me. Okay. So,
I say nothing. I'm just
yes.
going to wait.
Okay. So the first question, if you could live the same day over, which day would you choose? If you could live the same day over, which day would you choose?
Let's hear Frank today first.
Ah,
Let's
there
be
we go.
honest.
So we'll team up against Frank today.
Okay, so I have the figure in front of me. I have lived a total of 23,500, sorry, I'll start again. 23,454 days.
Wow.
I'm
Okay.
sorry.
So,
I'm sorry.
so is there one of those days that you want to relive, or do you have a few of them?
Well, I don't quite know how to answer this because I asked in advance of this meeting, because you are the boss, not me. I asked for permission to do something, and I
Yes.
don't actually want to steal the show at this point of the show. Let me put it into a certain context. So, 23,454 days is a lot of time. It equates to 64 plus years. And there are probably lots and lots of days which I would relive if I could remember them. That's half the problem. Yes. And the other half of the problem is that there are probably some days which are intensely private, where certain things happened and they are not for public consumption. So I hit upon a moment when in 1986, I was living in London. I was working for Hilton International, the hotel group, and they offered a summer program which they sponsored. And because no one else was interested, I managed to bag the 2 weeks. It was usually just for 1 week. And I managed to bag the 2 weeks. And the summer program was about hotel management and blah, blah. It at a very, very reputable Ivy University in the United States called Cornell University. So I flew from London to New York. I had just previously broken up with my then girlfriend a week before. That was another story. I flew to New York from London and spent 2 fantastic weeks at Cornell University doing 2 courses, one of them on creative management. The other one was more an operations course. And one of the 2 presenters of this course, I've forgotten her name, but may I share my screen and show this picture, Janita?
Yes, please.
I've got several pictures prepared, but I want to play by the rules here. So I'm going to share my screen and show you this this picture. Allow, yes, where am I doing this? Okay. And I'm going to bring it up when I can find it. There it is, picture number 8. Sorry, while I'm pausing here. So anyway, so we spent a week talking about creative management. And for some reason, and I don't actually understand how that, because I've forgotten how this came to be, let's see if I can get this right. So there you should be able to see the screen. Okay. So, So it was the Center of Professional Development, summer of 1986, School of Hotel Administration, Cornell University, Creative Management. It was July 14 to 18. So actually pretty much in time with what we have now. And the 2 presenters were this woman here.
And I can't see your screen. I think I'm going to stop mine.
Sarah, can you see?
Now I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. So start again. So Center of Professional Development, summer 1986, School of Hotel Administration, Cornell University, Creative Management, July 14 to 18. So pretty much where we are now. And this woman here, she was one of the presenters of the course. And the other one was this man here. And just to get you out of the misery, that rather good looking man is yours truly. And for some reason, this woman and I, we understood each other. We had, we hit it off, to put it that way. And she had shared accommodation. And one evening I went around to her at her fellow student's house or colleague's house. And she said, he's safe. Meaning okay. That, the feeling that, people being what they were like in those days, I was okay. I was a safe person. I wasn't going to burn the house down or do anything horrible, blah, blah. The rest of the evening is a blur. I can't remember it. But we then, after the course had finished on Friday afternoon, she said, would you like to come round to my office on Saturday morning? And because I'm working on a thesis and I would really like your input. And I went round and we were desperately looking for a title to this thesis, and I was sort of in my element, all excited and, you know, gesticulating and going all over the place, bouncing off the walls as I do in these situations. And it was sort of like saying, you know, I've got, it's at the tip of my tongue, it's the tip of my tongue. And then it burst open and she screamed, yes, that's exactly it. And then it came out, and then she gave me a book. And I was looking for it in my library this afternoon, but I've misplaced it. And she gave me a book called The Missing Piece, and she'd written a dedication in it, you know, saying that thank you for the support and the work, and I will, you know, I will go far, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And here I was, a 20-odd something, going to a summer school program at an Ivy League university for 2 weeks, sponsored by my employer, and having this fantastic discussion with a really brilliant person. And when I look at it now, retrospectively, I can understand why it is what I do today. Yeah, it all
yes.
sort of fits in. Yeah.
Comes together.
It all comes together. Yeah. I don't really know any of these. I remember him. He was from Switzerland, but the others were all from all over the world. And it was just a fantastic, fantastic dynamics. Yeah. So,
yes.
There are thousands of days I would relive, and we've got, but it was just one of these moments that stood out where I thought, wow, it was special. It was really,
yes.
really special. Anyway, there's my 2 cents worth. Okay, Sarah, off you go.
So you need to actually spoil it to me and give me that this title, this question, and I keep thinking about it the previous 2 days. I found like none of the days that I would to relive it, but then I like in that time, like I improved my own philosophy. Like if I don't maybe have a day, because most of the days that if I have a chance, but not that I willing to just to fix like some mistakes, but it's like it's important to have these mistakes because it's what we are now. But because like I don't have like this big something that I regret on, so that's why I don't have a day. But I have like this day that I want to relive it, but I like came like this something that just in this moment, I remember a day that I would love to relive it just for something that maybe later I will not regret on. It's my graduation day. So it's my master's graduation day. And it's not that big deal, but I didn't know I choose work. To go to work, not to attend my graduation days, because it's like it's easy, it's not hard, it's not like that bachelor, so and it's not important to me. Like I'm not that kind of person that I look for a celebration, but actually when I saw the pictures and things, I should say, oh, I wish that I would be, because I don't have any memory of my master's degree, only the classes. So I don't have this memory of the ending. So I regret what I say. It's not like a big mistake that I need to fix it and it changed my life. No, but I would love to have this emotion and capturing these moments. And it's like one time moment. It's not like we are going to study all the time,
yes.
And you regret. Yes. And but it's a lesson learned, actually. So if I have something like this or less, I will not, I will go. I will just go. Even if, like, having a day, it's not necessary to go to the stage, just to have something in memory and to celebrate our achievement, because in the end, it takes time, it takes effort, even if we,
yes.
If I don't realize it in that moment. Yes.
Okay. you have a completely different perspective, like to go back and to fix a mistake.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That's an interesting perspective.
Yes.
You can't live with a mistake, Sarah?
I can. I have a lot, but if you ask me if you will give that, you will give, like get back and fix this mistake, I will say no because it's make me what I'm not. So if I
Yes.
don't have these mistakes, I will not learn and I will not change and I will do it again. So do it in like when I was so young, it's better than do it when I'm older.
Yes, that makes sense. I agree with that. I also feel the same way that if you go back, obviously you leave the mistakes as they are. I've watched enough movies and read enough books that show you that you shouldn't fix the mistakes. It's going to mess up the timeline in the future. Yeah, no, but seriously, the mistakes, I also feel that the mistakes are who you become. It's what creates you or challenges even. You have to get through the challenges, and if you make a mistake, try again.
Yes.
Try not to repeat it.
Yes, try not to make the same mistake twice. I would choose my wedding day, not because it's
I hope
a mistake.
not.
No regrets, no mistakes, but I would choose my wedding day. We actually got married just after COVID, and it was a small wedding, like 20 people at most, I think. It was just close family, one of my friends, one of Jean's friends, and my grandparents, my sister, his sisters, and I think one of his aunts and his mom was there as well. My parents, obviously, and that's it. So all in all together, I think it was 20 or less people together. So it was a very small, intimate wedding, and we didn't do all the traditional things. We got married on a Sunday, because the wedding was cheaper at that time on a Sunday. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We had beautiful weather. We got married next to a river in a nice chapel. And the only thing I would change is the food. I'm still upset about the food. But anyways, everything else was very nice. We didn't have a wedding cake, but we had champagne, lots of drinks. We had like a light lunch. That's what I would want to change, but anyways, we didn't have the whole party thing afterwards. It was nice.
There are two questions here.
Okay.
Does Jean know your wedding date? Does he remember it?
I think he remembers it better than I do.
Not an answer I was expecting, but okay,
No.
there you go.
I think it's the 28th of November. 28th or 29th of November. I think it's the 28th because my sister-in-law's son's birthday is on the same day.
And I've already forgotten the second question. Can't be that important, but I mean, these are the sort of answers that I would have sort of a sort of standard repertoire. If you come up this, high days, when you get married or some other very personal, perhaps intimate occasion or something like that. And for me, that almost goes without saying because those are just very special days. Yes. And I was trying to look a little bit beyond that.
Yes.
Is why I ended up.
But I think the reason I chose it is because usually with a traditional wedding, it's a lot of guests, like 80 guests or 100 guests. My mom had 300 guests on her wedding, and she doesn't even know half of the people anymore. But also, she had a horse carriage with horses that took them from the church to the to the party afterwards, and
it's a royal wedding,
like a royal wedding. She had the big poofy dress from the 80s. With the permed hair, all the curls and the blue makeup, you name it. She was one of those.
And the power and the power shoulders or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes, those shoulders too.
Dynasty and Dallas. Oh, those were the days. Yeah.
Yes. And my dad wore a pink shirt with a grey suit. He had long hair.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yes, he got it blow waved for this day.
Okay.
Yeah, so also the 3-tier or 4-tier cake that was shaped in bells or hearts or something. I don't know, the whole shebang. But we did it completely differently. And there's also this thing where the bride and the groom does not see each other on the wedding day because it's bad luck and all that stuff. So Jean and I actually went for breakfast that morning before we got ready for the wedding. We went to a restaurant and we had breakfast, just the two of us. And then after that, we went home. My parents lived in a very big house at that time. We both got dressed there. The photographer came. We had a photographer at least. He took some nice photos. And my hairdresser came there to do my hair, helped with my makeup. My sister helped with my makeup, got dressed, and then off we went. To the venue. So I think it's something that I remember because it was so different to traditional weddings. I didn't throw the bouquet. I didn't throw what do you call that thing about around your leg?
It's at the tip of my tongue.
Yes.
Yes, I know what it is, but at least I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's probably something very foreign to
garter.
You.
Garter. So it's a garter.
It's the garter, yes.
Yes, throw the garter, and we didn't have any of that.
Who planned the wedding? That was my question. Who planned the wedding?
John and I did.
Both of you?
Both of us, yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay. We worked together.
So you said this is what we're doing, and he said yes, yeah.
So we went to the venue together. It was still winter, so everything was dead. The grass was dead, the flowers were dead. But the moment we walked in, Jean said, "Yes, this is the place." So we didn't even have to look at any other places, and we decided on the flowers together as well. We made a big canvas. It's all still hanging here in the house where everybody wrote us a letter to congratulate us on the photo, this big canvas. And we had personalized water bottles. So with the water bottle, we made labels. I asked my friend to print it for us with Mr. and Mrs. Lagrange on it. And also the date. What else? I did the invitations, which is quite obvious for obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons.
I sent out digital invitations. The only thing he didn't know about was my dress. He didn't know what my dress looked like. He had no idea.
You kept that tradition that the dress remained hidden until you walked down whatever the altar was. Yeah.
There was a small aisle.
Sarah, how does this all sound to you from a Saudi perspective?
So after COVID-19, actually, this is something much that you need to think. So after COVID-19, so because of the lockdown and they're not allowed to gathering, and they start to list of rules, starting with 20 plus and then 40, 50, and like this. So it's changed the culture a little bit because Before the wedding is very good. It's very big. They like invite 300, 400. It's a lot. So after COVID-19, it's become like easy and actually a lot of marriage at that time because it's become less expensive. So they like invite the new concept of the small wedding. So like less than 50, only the related and families and the friends.
Yes.
And for the, but we have like a separate wedding. So a wedding for men and the other wedding for women. Sometimes in the same day, sometimes it's other days because they all like need to relax and taking a picture and things. But yes, we have like a separate wedding.
It must be. I mean, this is something I would think we should explore because how do people get married? Because Ritesh in Bangalore, he got married in February, and it was by Indian standards quite a small wedding, only 1,500 people.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Sheesh. That's a lot.
From our perspective, but from his perspective, it's more different. The interesting thing is that he lives in southern India, and his wife is still at home with her parents in the north of India, while he secures affordable accommodation and so on and so forth. So they got married in February. It's now July. And I think she will move down to Bangalore sometime in August or September of this year. So the first eight, excuse me, the 8 months of this marriage are actually spent apart. Something totally inconceivable from our perspective. Usually in the West, couples live together under the same roof, which is again is a big no-no in other cultures.
Yes.
So I think the concept of marriage is one, exploring wedding days and, how far do you want to take this discussion? Can you remember when you proposed or were proposed to? How does that happen? Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So interesting.
We just had a discussion to say, Map, let's get married. And then we stuck with it.
Okay. As you do. Yeah.
Actually not. We
So
did
there was,
everything differently.
well, that's good. I mean, each to their own. I mean, as long as you two are happy, that's what's the most
Yes.
important. That's what everything else is by the wayside. Anyway, so you would do your wedding day. I would choose a, officially, I would choose a different day. Sarah has her day. What's your next question? I'm curious.
I just want to ask Sarah something also related to
Yeah.
weddings. Do you also have two weddings, like a white wedding and a traditional wedding?
No.
Okay. That's all I wanted
So
to
so maybe, but I don't know, but in like maybe like they have a night before, but not here, maybe in some southern area. So like a night before, not necessarily before, like, but it's called before, but maybe like we 2 weeks. So they doing henna, you know henna?
Yes,
This
yes.
yes. Just only girls. But no, usually we have like one wedding.
Okay.
And this is the moment when they gonna live together after this wedding.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
your question, Yaja, does that allure to the civil side of the wedding and the church side of the wedding, or
No,
no,
no.
okay,
So
note.
they said the tradition. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Well, let's leave that one there because I'm a total imbecile on this one.
I will send you pictures, or I will send you an explanation.
Okay. I look forward to that. I have a lot to learn with my 23,454 days. Yeah.
I think it's also the, like, South Africa being such a diverse country, some ethnic groups has two weddings, a traditional wedding and then a white wedding.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll talk about
that. So the traditional wedding is actually wearing some traditional clothes.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Traditional clothes, traditional activities.
Yes.
Maybe they don't have a priest or someone who marries them, but more like a sangoma or a king or something. Anyways, very interesting place. So my next question, would you use a repeating day to help others, have fun, or fix your own problems? Help
you
others
can't put
have...
it all of them in one in one sentence.
It's one day. A day has 24 hours. You can decide what you do with it.
Well, if it's like a one day but I have an extra power, not like regular me, I will choose it to help others in some certain situation. But if it's like to have fun, if I'm just regular, like I want like repeat a day that I like in a trip or something and to have a fun. Or especially if something that I hesitate to do it, I will do it.
Okay. Do you normally hesitate when you want to do something?
Yes, something new. Yeah. I don't have the courage to do things.
Okay.
To be honest.
Why?
Oh, I need to think about the risks before. So
Okay.
If, yes, so if it's like something like hiking or going to trip a mountain or drive very fast car, it's not like that easy. You need to think about the risks and everything. So I usually hesitate and think not twice, no, million times before then I give up.
Okay.
So if I went to Disneyland, you will see me only in the kids area.
Me too.
Yes.
It's okay. But not
and
because I'm scared. It's because of my height.
Yes. I will not go to these scary games. No. I will just wait in the line. Yes.
Okay. The roller coasters.
Yeah, the roller coasters.
Okay. What do you do for fun then? Do you ever just take a risk without thinking about it?
I did it once and it's good. I did it once in Bali. We went to rafting. It's not easy, especially that I didn't know how to swim. And it's not like a city with like with high preparation of everything. No, if I by mistake, like when the raft in the water is very like strong and I don't know how to swim, so they will leave me actually because no risk team there. But it's good. I just keep thinking about it because it's good and something that's new to me. I didn't do it before. And I took the risk for everything that it's something new. Also, it's a risky place. Also, that I don't know how to swim. And it's for the long distance, actually, it's 3 hours. So it's not like something that I will like just a half hour. No, it's 3 hours and there is no way to go back. So that you need just keep forward and not thinking about any not positive idea, like negative idea. But it's good. The ending, the experience, actually. But in that moment, now I was very terrifying. But it's good, really.
Okay. Okay. But that is a risk. if you go river rafting and you don't know how to swim.
Yes, it's really big. This is like one of the biggest things that I did it in my life.
Okay. And have you gone hiking?
No.
Why?
Oh, so it's not that easy, to be honest. And you need to have, like, you need to walk a lot. So this is
Oh, I
something.
remember you told me you hate walking.
So, like, I need to work my fitness and breathing, etc. Then I face the risk out.
Okay. I remember now. So, Frank, they have a golf cart that takes them from the parking space to the front door of the office. Because of the heat,
Yes,
Saudi.
how many meters are we talking here?
Meters.
Yes, from the parking spot.
I really don't know, but to be honest, it's like 1.5 minutes.
On the golf cart.
Yeah, no, 1 and 40 minutes. Yeah, to be honest,
almost 2 minutes.
Wow.
Okay.
But by walking, I think it's maybe 8 minutes.
Well, that's quite a distance. That's probably a good half a kilometer, 500 meters.
Yes.
And the car park is not covered. It's an open space. Yeah, just an ordinary.
No. It's like a layers of parking.
Okay.
Level parking.
Levels,
level
yes.
parking. Okay. Well, it's a question of adaptability. You know, we would say from a European perspective, weather temperature, you know, we complain if it gets 35 degrees. You shrug it off and say, well, you know, what's your problem? We're used to temperatures of 40 plus degrees. Yeah.
Yes.
Again, it's and this is the interesting thing in all of these discussions is to put yourself into the perspective of the other person and see it from their perspective.
Yes.
And the question of normality. Yeah. So you know, for you, Sarah, it is perfectly normal to have a golf cart take you from your car. From car park to the front door of your office building, and you know where's the problem? For somebody who doesn't experience this, it's like completely exotic. And so,
yes.
Why? The flip side of that is to actually get the person to explain what is normal to the person who thinks this is different, because normal is ordinarily associated with boring. And why are we talking about this? Yeah. And it is the shift in perspective that is so important, and that helps people to understand why they do things the way they do things.
Yes.
Because the surroundings are different, the environment is different, the culture is different, the habits are different. Yeah. And that is so important. So something really, really trivial as how am I going to get from my car to the front door of my office is in itself probably a very trivial point, but put in the right context can be life-threatening, even because walking in 45 degree heat, you know, even if it's dry heat, thank you, you know, don't know if I would want to do that, but if I have to, I have to.
But it's like our previous zoo trip, we rented a golf cart because the zoo is so big and my son gets tired so quickly. Because he doesn't walk to the animals, he runs to them. So we are not even halfway through, then he's tired already. So we rented a golf cart and we did the furthest point of the zoo first in the golf cart, then took it back. Then we had a picnic and then we walked the rest of the way and it worked out perfectly. But if he's older and he will walk on his own and he would listen and not run, then he can do it. But that was a nice, it was a different experience because we've never done it before. Usually, if we want to do it, there's no car to rent.
Exactly. But again, the other thing is, you know, it tells you something about the size of Johannesburg Zoo.
Yes.
Yeah. And the question is, would you get a city anywhere in Europe that will have a zoo the size of Johannesburg Zoo, where you actually have the facility of a golf cart to get you from A to B to C to D? Yeah.
Yes.
I would say the answer to that is no. That the last time I was in a zoo, couple of decades ago. Again, but it's all a question of perspective and
Yes.
possibilities, yeah, because Europe is smaller, it's crowded, comparatively
Yes.
crowded. You know, we discuss this. South Africa is twice the size of France, but has roughly the same population. So France is big by European standards, it's empty by European standards. So bring that to a South African level, and you've got space coming in, you know, out of your ears almost. So as you
Yes.
have more ability to build a big zoo and provide the services of a golf cart, we're thinking, you know, wow, how weird is that? You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Frank, what would you do with your repeating day? Would you help others? Would you have fun or fix your own problems?
Well, I'm going to show my age here again. Have either of you seen or heard of the film Groundhog Day?
I've heard of it. I think I've seen it.
So it stars Bill Murray and Andy
Yes.
McDowell,
Yes.
and it tells the story that Bill Murray is such a horrible person that that he wakes up at 6 o'clock and repeats the same day until he achieves the goal that he wasn't aware of, because he is attracted to Andie MacDowell. I don't know what her character's name is. He's a journalist for some American television station. And February the 6th is Groundhog Day in Pennsylvania. It's a special city or a special town in Pennsylvania, where this animal called a groundhog, if it pops its head up out of its hole on that particular day, then it's going to be a good year weather-wise. If it doesn't, then it's going to be a wet, cold, horrible summer. And the story here is that Bill Murray is such a horrible person that he has to relive the day in order to become a better person. Yeah. So I would probably include myself in all of these things. So to help others, to fix my own problems, that I'm such a horrible person that I want to be a better person. And in the process, learn to have fun as a better process. And then, of course, if I'm single, not married, not as not 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 connected with anybody in a relationship, then I can also have some fun, and try and conquer this conquer is a horrible word, but sort of impress
Why
this.
do you want to be single? To have fun.
That's a loaded question. Let's leave that one there for a minute. But so I think in the spirit of Groundhog Day, I would say to have all of this, probably a few other things as well. There you go. I'm also an only child. Yeah, that's also very important in this constellation. Yeah.
Yes.
No brothers, no sisters. Anyway, so all of them. Being egotistical as an only child can be, I'll take everything. Yeah.
That's fine. You can have fun when you are married.
I know that. I've been married for 20 years, so
I just wanted to add
I
that.
know. There's just putting it into
Okay.
context. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Moving swiftly on.
I think so. Yes. Let's do another question. I would choose to help others.
Course.
Course. I have a difficult time to say no. You know.
Well, you put up a hard fight, don't worry. One
Sometimes.
has to one has to One has to have good arguments and fight for one for you to say, yes, I have been there, done that. I haven't written the book yet, but I'm in the process of
But
doing so.
there's a lot of things that's easy to say yes to. I'll
Well,
do it. Yes.
one learns with time. I'm sorry, this is frightfully boring for you.
No.
So the next question, I think this might be our last one. What skills would you try to master if you had unlimited resets? If you can live the same day over and over and over, you won't get old, you won't get tired. What skill would you master? Or try to master?
So I will choose to think. So I know it's English, not a skill, but speaking and the things we can't consider that a skill. So I will master it, like every moment that I have with no that people will think about me something or something because I can easily repeat it and fix my mistakes. And other thing is to speak in confidence and all the ideas that I have, even if it's like a big meeting or something, that I will say it, but in say diplomatic way. So I will try to master these skills until I, let's say, almost had the perfection of it. So I can't know what's the words that I do it and how to manage my time, choose my words, also be I can let others hear me, not just get distributed by other things. So yes, I will choose these two.
Okay, that's very interesting. Okay. Frank, what would you want to master? You're not allowed to say English and you're not allowed to say coding.
I don't want to master coding.
Okay.
No, no, one has to say the first thing that comes to mind. As a teenager, I tried to learn to play the guitar, and it was a bit of a fiasco. But I have always wanted to learn to play the piano.
Okay.
So that would be something that I would love to master. Just to be able to play the piano and enjoy the music, something jazzy, something modern. Nothing classical, nothing very serious, Beethoven or Chopin or
Yes.
somebody like that, but just sort of imagine, a quiet evening, it's a warm summer's evening, candles everywhere, and a nice breeze blowing, and you just hear this piano music wafting through the atmosphere, and
Yes.
if I were at that piano playing in this atmosphere, that would be nice. That would be
Yes.
nice. But alas, it will remain a dream. Because I am relatively, I like music. I like listening to music. I listen to a different variety of music. But I am not musical in the active sense. So, that is my limitation. I have to live with it.
Okay. So I also tried the guitar. I think I've mentioned this to you before, but my fingers are too short. So that was a disaster. And then my aunt is not very much older than I am. So she tried to teach me and my sister how to play the piano. We could play a couple of tunes. I don't even know if I can do it anymore. But she also taught my cousins to play, and they can play anything. They can play from Beethoven to everyday modern music, anything. And the one cousin, she has to read the notes when she plays. But the other one, he can play by ear.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, he plays by ear. He also plays the guitar. He plays what did Natalie mention last week? The
Harmonica.
yes, harmonica. He can also play the harmonica, and then there's some other thing he can also play. I have no idea what you call it. In Afrikaans, it's called the trekklavier. It's a
Oh, it's an accordion, probably, and
accordion. Yes, there
there
we
you
go.
go.
Now I
Yeah.
know.
That's where my German comes in. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Accordion. Okay.
Yes. So that is, I also thought about playing or some kind of instrument. There was two that also stood out to me. The one was the violin, the other one was the cello.
Oh, a cello is such a beautiful instrument. A cello concerto is so wonderful. Yeah. Violin, not so much, but a cello, yes. I could, but no, the piano is still my dream instrument. Yeah.
Yes, and then the other thing I want to learn is crochet.
Yes, well, we've gone down that road a
You
few times,
know,
but
yes.
you have to finish learning other hobbies before you can start that one. The concept I don't understand, but that's between you and your husband. Yeah.
Don't worry, I don't understand it either.
There you go.
Who said you can't finish a hobby? Someone told me that you can't
Yeah.
finish. How do you finish a hobby, or how do you stop a
Well,
hobby, or
that was prompted
whatever?
because your husband said that, and I questioned that because I don't understand the concept.
Yes.
Anyway, there you go.
Anyway,
Voila.
I have a lot of hobbies. That's okay.
But Sarah, saying English, of course, is a very nice gesture because of this conversation here. But I do have to compliment you, and I mean this. I mean this. I'm not saying it because I'm supposed to be saying this, but from my perspective, having spoken with you these few short times, your level of English is actually very good.
Yes. Thank you. Glad to hear that.
I have no difficulties in understanding what you're saying, at least from the
Yes.
language point of view. Maybe from the mentality point of view, it might come a bit across a bit strange sometimes, but that's part and parcel of it. The way you express yourself, the way you articulate yourself,
Yes.
well done. It's really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And she's making or you are making less and less mistakes as well.
That's great.
That is. You follow my tips.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen to what Janita says, and you just want to relive the day all the time. Yeah. Janita says something, and we just don't want to forget that, so we have to relive the day when whatever it is. Yeah. So we just
Yes.
every day is Janita day. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe when I give compliments, yes.
No. You've listened to do you, I have actually never in the 4 months or that we have worked together heard anything negative. Yeah. This might be
That's also something that I'm not a very negative person,
No, you're
but
not.
as you know, I'm not. And there was also when you and Ismar, I think, wondered what it looked like when I was angry.
We this was actually a very serious discussion because for the love of because I've and I speak more with you than Isma does. But I thought, you know, I said, you know, I can't, it can't get into my head when Janita is in a bad mood. It is something that is beyond my comprehension. It just physically, mentally cannot exist. Yeah. and then you negated that, but I still have to experience it. One day I will.
Perhaps. I will never show it. When I have to talk to someone, I will never show it. Even to Jean and Aiden, and I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think my mom is the only one who knows.
there is a challenge. There is a challenge.
Okay. I'm not accepting it.
You don't have to.
Okay. Yes. But I think that is, if I do get upset, or if I do get a little bit annoyed or irritated or something, then I keep quiet and do my thing, and I'll feel better later.
I just want to I want to show you one thing. That
yes, you had so many pictures.
No, I don't, no, it won't be appropriate. No, it won't be appropriate here. Because it's not part of the discussion. But there is one day that not many people will have experienced because of the natural way of life. But I experienced the 31st of December 1999 and the 1st of December, 1st of January 2000, yeah, which was an epic day in terms of, it was a millennia, it was a new century, it was a market day. And in those days, because I was 38 at the time, people were discussing the fact that the calendars in the computer systems weren't working problem, and there were bug fixes and so on and so forth. And everybody in Europe looked towards New Zealand and Australia, which were sort of the first big countries which were in the new millennium, and would the computer systems break down, and nothing happened. I want to show you two pictures, which retrospectively are very interesting, because it also shows that in actual fact, we talk about reliving moments and days, and then we sort of wonder, well, really? So I'm going to share you the picture of something. I hope you can see it. So I was living in Germany at the time, and one of the most reputable newspapers in Germany at that time and still today is the newspaper that's called the Frankfurter Allgemeine. It's a Frankfurt-based newspaper, and here you can see Friday the 31st of, whoops, sorry, Friday the 31st of December 1999. The headline here reads, the German Stock Exchange had a year of records, and it closed at an all-time high. And I have to move you two out of the way, because once again, you're in my way. So the 1st of January 2000 was a Saturday, and it's a public holiday. So the first time the newspaper published was the 3rd of January. And there's one person on the headline, Putin.
Oh.
And 25, 26 years later, he still dominates the headlines. So.
Oh, word.
So this is just to put things into perspective. Yeah.
Why does it say Putin will die?
Well,
I can't read the rest. Something about operation.
Yeah, so Putin wants to continue the anti-terrorist operations in Chechnya, which is a part of Russia, yeah, so his focus was more internal within the Russian Federation and not external as it is now. And he was, if you go into detail, he was he had just come into power at that time because Boris Yeltsin was the president of Russia until the 31st of December to 1999, and Putin was his chosen successor. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, and maybe that is something we can learn from it. And as a person who loves and loves history and thinks that history is very important and it's not taught enough in schools anymore.
Yes.
Sort of this retrospective view. So I went up to the loft into our loft and dug out a few other pictures, which I have here, but I'm not going to show them because it just doesn't fit into the discussion. But I did want to show you those two. I did want to show you those two, just to give you people, because you are a little bit younger than me, that reviewing these sort of history repeats itself days is important. And in many cases, not much changes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think there's a lesson in that.
Definitely.
Good or bad. Yeah. Anyway, that was my philosophical part to this.
I think I can take a lesson from here that the world will not end the way they describe it. So we need just to be chill.
Yeah, you are right.
Yes,
You are right.
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Sarah, I mean, what you say is incredibly interesting because until 4 months ago, before Janita sort of dominated my life in certain aspects, I would f closely follow what's happening around the world and read a lot of different newspapers, watch different news programs, blah, blah, blah. Now, the woman opposite me keeps me so busy, I don't have time to do this. And you know what? I don't actually miss it. Not because what Janita and I are doing is much better, it is, but I was looking at things that I could not influence. And, if something negative happens somewhere on this planet, then yes, it's not nice for those people concerned, but
Yes.
I can't do any, or I can, but like there's not much I can do about it. Maybe what I can do in my own sphere and what Janita and I can do together with what we do together, that may send a ripple. But all these, as you say, the world will end differently. But we've been around for such a long time. And there's that it's going to continue. It will change. Yeah, we will look be different, etc. But what you said is actually quite true, Sarah. And thank you for
Yes.
saying that. Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
And I think it's also, there's a lot of things attached to social media as well.
Yes.
Because during those 1999, I was 9 years old. The internet just started here in South Africa. It was still those dial-up lines that would sing a song, and then you have to wait to half an hour before you can connect to the internet. But now you have access to the internet on your phone, on your laptop, and everything. Where those days, it was all over the news, all over the radio. Oh, the world's going to end because they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know what to expect. And
Exactly.
the markets will crash and there'll be no money and everything will stop working and a whole big nonsense story. But when COVID started, it spread like wildfire. Once it came out that there's this virus, It was everywhere. It was on social media, the news,
exactly.
People with their own theories, conspiracy theories and philosophies and all
Yeah.
kinds of things, and also saying the world's going to end. But
yeah.
Here we still are.
And the other thing, of course, is, and I think this is the sad side of this whole COVID saga, is that we were all shocked by the severity of this pandemic and the fact that there was actually no known cure to it.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden people questioned themselves and each other and said, you know, are we doing the right thing? Are we being kind to each other? Maybe this is the chance, the lesson learned that humanity needs. It's a good shake up for humanity, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
5-6 years down the road, we're back to where we were before the COVID pandemic started, and possibly it's even worse now than it was then. Yeah.
Yes.
And so again, history repeats itself. We've had pandemics in the past. There will be pandemics in the future. Will humanity learn from this? It will, but it takes much longer than we would like it to be, and that is necessary. So if we relive the day, would we like to have fun, or would we like to be a better person, help each other? Or, that question that you asked.
Yes.
I think the true answer to that is, maybe we should just learn more about each other, and go back a step and say, nobody's perfect, but why bother? Just accept things the way they are and enjoy it and make the most of it, and still progress forward. There's the old man speaking. I'm going to shut up.
But that's also why I asked Sarah some questions last time. I think it was last week when I asked you about the hijab.
Yes.
Yes. But that's how we learn from each other, by asking questions.
Exactly. Yeah. And asking the right questions in a respectful manner. Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
And I think that is, I mean, there's a lot of things I would love to ask Sarah just to understand the Saudi culture. And in time, when I know the way she thinks a bit more, I will ask these questions. Yeah.
Anytime.
But there has to be an element of trust as well. And that's important. Yeah. So. There's a lot of things I'd love to talk to you about, Sarah, to understand you, your culture, because we in the West are given a different picture through media. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, but actually learning it from the people themselves is far more beneficial.
Yes, totally agree.
Yeah, so
yes,
we will get there. We will get there.
Okay.
You have the last word. I will press
I don't have any last words today.
Or shall we give it to Sarah to say the last word?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't tell me that, Junita. So
I didn't know either. Well,
thank you for me to joining today. And I hope next time also we have other members and very nice topic. And I'm curious actually about the next week topic. I had a lot of fun and sharing experience from Frank, like different age, but it's good.
Yes.
And yes, let's say something in your words, like a good night in your language.
Good night in your language. Okay.
Yes.
Frank, how do you say good night in German?
In German, even though I live in France. So good night would be gute Nacht.
It's close to Afrikaans.
It's close to Afrikaans. Gute Nacht.
And French?
Bonsoir.
Oh, yeah. How sweet and soft.
It's much more elegant in French than in German.
Yes. So in Afrikaans, it is... Goeienacht. That's very close to. Yes.
Goeienacht. Goedenavond. Yeah. And in Arabic, Sarah?
Leila Saida.
Leila Saida.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
That's not too difficult.
That's our homework. Yeah. She's going to test us next week. Do you remember what did I teach you last Wednesday? Oops. That's our homework. Are you writing it down? Okay.
Yes. In a way that I can read it.
Okay. All right. I'll press the stop button.